just told him to come up. We're doing a little shop down there.
This house we just wanted to renovate would be a 6-bedroom, 4-bath vacation rental. Just the one house there, back in here. There'll be jogging trails, walking trails, space for people to do. You can walk along those jump roads, whatever, come along jump roads, walk up down the street. And here, we'll already have plans to do the bathroom. And I have been doing the legwork to talk to the neighbors.
Okay. Good. Both of those will be December 14th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 296 Amherst. Hello?
Okay, applicant L&D Investments LLC is seeking Division 3 special use approval for a 3-bedroom single-family home located at 296 Amherst Street, Hollister, for nightly rental. So, we've had some on Foggy River Road, Acacia Club Road's back here behind us, and then our subject property's right here. And the boat ramp that they use, boat access for Tandy Como's located there. Has everybody got a feel for where we are? Acacia Club, the Waverly, River Point, or Acacia Club, Holyoke?
Who's Point Royale down to the left across the lake?
This is the Woodlands. This is all bluff area here. And Point Royale
is on the other side of the lake and all around the corner.
Yeah, it's down here.
There it is.
So there's no nightly rentals around there, is there?
We've approved this one. This one here. There's a couple down Foggy River. This one a couple of times. This one 2 different times. And there's a couple homes along here. I'll have to pull those up and show you. This one was.
And is what road is that? That those are all on?
This is Foggy River Road.
Yeah.
So both sides, both directions, but none just right in this exact location that we've had. But
just up away from the water.
Yeah, this one's 600 feet. That other home's probably 1,000 feet.
So what's the game plan?
Well, the game plan is we just purchased this home for our own enjoyment, but we also want to offer it as a nightly rental or short-term rental. We also have a short-term rental in Sedona, Arizona, and we love our neighbors, and they love us in Sedona. We've also met our neighbors, my husband, DeRoy, and we've shared with some of our neighbors what our game plan is. Our next-door neighbors to the north, they've given us some resources as far as helping to update the property. It was built in 1998, and it's a little dated. So we feel like, as I mentioned, they've shared some names of people to contact to actually help us update. The seller's realtor, she lives in the neighborhood, and she also is aware of what we are wanting to do. She sent me a text and said, when you get it approved and get it up and going, please let me know because she's interested in renting it. As far as buffers, on the north side, there's a large white fence. On the south side, there's a retaining wall. There's trees on the east side. It also has a 3-car garage, and the driveway is really long for ample parking. I sent some pictures kind of showing that as well.
fence and a retaining wall.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Any specific questions? December 14th.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks for your patience. Sorry you had to hang out here so long.
Well, it's a learning curve, right?
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to deny my concept application.
Thank you. AC3 for 3. Do I have to get up, really?
I don't know if this is compatible. Thunderhead phase 2.
Got a picture, Mike, I'm trying to bring up. Give me just a second.
Go ahead.
That combines all those properties that show them. I just got it today. And I just pull it across. Okay. So, applicant Big Cedar Lodge. With Representative Michael Stalzer seeking Division 3 approval for a number of lots and parcels next to the current Thunderhead Cottage Resort for the ability to build more cabins and to be used as part of the current resort. So I just use this parcel as an ID to find it, and I'll show you the parcels in question. Big Cedar Lodge area is all here. This has been cut off here. You can't drive in and get into this area now, and I think they got some plans to move cul-de-sac. I'm sure Devin's aware of that.
Nope.
But here's the highlighted parcels that's coming through this for approval to expand this current, and these are all cabins along the lake here. And this parcel was approved. Oh, boy, Bob brought it through. I'll bet it's 4 or 5 years ago. I'll find it, and I'll have it for your public hearing. But here's our highlighted parcels that's having this request to expand. Here's a preliminary site plan that they gave us. It's reading upside down, so it's faced the same as my beacon. Of course, these over here don't need approval because it's already been approved, but it's this area here where these new cabins are proposed. That they're seeking the approval.
Scott, right in the middle of that, is that Waterview Drive?
Yes.
Okay. There isn't no residents that live on that road anymore, are there?
There's one. I think there's one. Is there
just one left?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Right there.
Mike, is that road that cuts up on the hill that they built going to tie into that in any way?
Which one?
The one before you get to the end of water.
Right there is where the cursor is.
This one here?
That road.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to use that. At least I haven't heard any plans to use it.
I asked and I was told no.
Yeah. The one right before the end of Waterview? Their plan on the road, just leaving it where it is to go to the cul-de-sac, or
this one here?
Yeah.
They're going to move it here, I think, or thereabouts. This cul-de-sac will move up.
That's all platted.
This is all platted?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll have to be vacated.
Thank you.
course, they have their own sewer and water.
For now.
For now, that's right. Yeah.
Any specific questions, or how often can you vacate roads? Only twice a year? Is there
every quarter?
Every quarter?
Four times a year.
First meeting of every first Monday meeting.
Hmm.
Posted like 30 days in there.
What's that?
Why do you have to come to the board?
These are just residential lots with no kind of resort approval.
Same reason it got attached to zoning to it, right? Isn't that what we're doing? We still have to come through Division 3.
Part of Oakmont.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like this area better for this type of project.
No, I wouldn't expect to have any. To be honest with
you. Give them a win.
Needs it. What's it, the 14th?
Yeah.
Is there any way we can put him first on the agenda since he had to wait to be last tonight?
Totally up to you guys. It's your agenda.
And
if you request that, I can do it.
And he had a tough night too.
So moved.
So moved.
Yeah. All right. Wow, what a victory!
It's the little things.
It's the little things. I got my done.
You're done, I think.
All right,
we'll get you on first.
Maybe get with me and when you got some. Detailed plans, and we'll look at them on the road.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, as soon as we get clarity, it's still. If anybody's worked with Big Cedar, they know things change. You know? So as soon as we get there,
the middle.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Stay.
So
I have a code amendment to present. If you remember last month, we presented an Eastern policy land use compatibility amendment that we approved to remove with a final appeal to the county commission. The county commission's overriding authority will be final. And during that process, we realized that this final word was here, so you approved to remove it. And then I was recommended to look in the Western, and by golly, in the Western policy checklist, it has the final decision, which is contradictory because they can go to court. So I'm presenting that you recommend to the county commission to remove the word final in this part of section 9.1.3 and just make it read the decision for land use compatibility we will rest with the planning commission. Appeals may be made to the Board of Adjustment and then can go to circuit court, etc.
I'll make that motion as you just described to remove that word final.
Okay, Randy.
Got a second?
George.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay, so that will get on the County Commission's agenda sometime and we'll have both of those recommendations. It'll be just done as a code amendment. And I'll be trying to get on their agenda to get those done. So.
What else can we add to the agenda tonight?
Don't have anything.
No. Anything to review? Anyone want to make
move to adjourn?
Second? Devin, second?
Third.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.